Good afternoon and welcome to Jaguars.com Live in the pregame, brought to you by Everbank. Brian Sexton along with Jeff Lagerman on a gorgeous day for football.
Does it get any better than this? I mean, New York in November is fantastic. And here's the best part. Typically this time of year, the wind is blowing because this place is located kind of around the marsh.
Yeah.
It's not blowing one bit.
Not in here, but outside the flags were blowing earlier.
Oh, it's fantastic inside here, though.
All right, so here's something else that makes today even better, is that we're talking about a team that's alive in a division race. If they were in any other division in the NFL, it would be over by now. If the Jets were 2-5, they wouldn't be talking about it with the Patriots in front of them.
The AFC South has become the NFC South, hasn't it? That's kind of what it is?
Yeah, right now.
Yeah, because the Carolina Panthers were able to get to the playoffs last year without a winning record.
A couple years ago, it was the NFC West.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, it's a great opportunity for the Jaguars. You're a half a game out of first. The Indianapolis Colts are playing the Denver Broncos. They're not going to win. The Houston Texans are not a good football team. They don't have a great quarterback. I think the Jaguars have a great opportunity. Look, I don't care if they end up winning a division at 7-9, but what a great opportunity. The Jaguars have the best situation as far as I'm concerned because of their quarterback situation and their offense.
Well, they've really become the most stable outfit in the entire division. And I think from a league-wide perspective, the perception was that was anything but the case. I mean, look, they've got turmoil in Indianapolis between the general manager, the coach, and that owner is unstable in many respects. Tennessee, you've got, you know, Amy Adams Strunk, who's calling the shots and firing coaches. In Houston, you got a general manager and a coach that aren't on the same page. All of a sudden, it looks like this place is the place to be in the South.
Well, and you hope so. But here's the thing, Brian. Here's the challenge in today's ballgame. The Jaguars, under Dave Caldwell and Gus Bradley, have yet to win back-to-back games. That's the challenge. Even though you had a bye week, it would still be considered a back-to-back win, and it's against the New York Jets football team that will be highly motivated in today's game. 2 weeks ago, they lost to the New England Patriots, and for all intents and purposes, they could have won that ball game. Now, last week, they go to Oakland and get blown out. There were a lot of players in the Jets locker room that were talking about how they were loafing on defense and they weren't giving it their all. I think this is going to be a highly motivated Jets team in today's ballgame. The Jaguars better strap it up. This football team here in New York is going to be ready to go.
All right, if they're ready to go and they're motivated by what they see, what does the situation the Jaguars find themselves in do to them? Does it get them motivated? Are they overly excited? Are they, you know, are they focused? How would you turn this team?
I think the Jaguars will be just steady because that's their head coach. That's their style. He did acknowledge the standings this week to his football team, but he didn't overhype it. And he doesn't want his players to become overhyped by it. And I think that his coaching style won't allow a team to be overhyped. The challenge is simply the football game in my mind because the Jets are a good football team. They're at 4-3. They've had a lot of issues coming into this year. They seem to have solved them, and primarily on defense, that's where they've solved them.
All right, so can the Jaguars run the ball against the Jets today? Do they need to be able to run the ball against the Jets?
You have to have balance. Now, the Oakland Raiders were able to do it, so why not the Jaguars? Well, we'll find out if they can do it. But you got to be able to do that, and you're going to probably play a lot of tight ends to be able to counteract some of that talented defensive front that the New York Jets have. This is by far the most talented defensive front the Jaguars have faced yet this year.
And that's a lot because they saw Buffalo.
And maybe in the last couple years.
Wow.
I mean, they're that good. They have Muhammad Wilkerson, Sheldon Richardson, Leonard Williams, the nose tackle, Damon Harrison, probably the best 3-4 nose tackle in the game today, a talented linebacking core in the middle. And then they, of course, have two cornerbacks that many view as top-notch.
All right, so Blake Bortles said on Wednesday that in order for him to have success today, he has to be accurate.
Accurate is right because he's going to have opportunities down the field. The Jets love the blitz. They love to play matchup, cover corners, man-to-man, and with that comes opportunity. You're going to have Antonio Cromartie and Darrell Revis in man coverage. The Jets are without their starting safety in today's ballgame. That presents opportunities. And as a quarterback, it's not hard to figure out man coverage. It's a matter of finding the time to find the guy that has a little bit of separation.
Thoughts on Julius Thomas today? I mean, just simple math, right? Revis and Cromartie outside, no safety in the middle. Julius Thomas emerges today?
Yeah, I hope so, Brian, because that would be big. Calvin Pryor is the New York Jets safety that's going to be inactive in today's game. He has a high ankle sprain. Going to be a great opportunity for Julius Thomas. I don't care who they match up with Julius Thomas. They may even put Cromartie on him. But it doesn't matter in my mind. It has to develop into what we saw in training camp. Remember training camp?
Yep.
We're sitting there watching training camp practices going, Julius Thomas is a man among boys. You want to start to see that on game day because he's capable of it, but the chemistry has to happen.
All right, two thoughts on the offense, and then we'll grab John Osher. One, stopping Chris Ivory.
Chris Ivory's a great back. You know, look at the four Jet wins that they have. 5.5 yards a carry he's averaged in those four games. In their three losses, Chris Ivory was inactive in one game, and the two games that he played, he only averaged 1.8 yards a carry. That ought to tell you how the Jets function on offense. It's all about Chris Ivory and that offensive line. And the Jets are going to be missing Willie Colon, the starting right guard in today's ballgame, so they're going to be a little bit weakened up front.
All right, thoughts then on how you attack this quarterback?
Well, for me, it's all about early down success and making Ryan Fitzpatrick convert third and long. Jaguars, it's a great challenge because the Jets run the football very well, and the Jaguars on defense, they are number one in the National Football League at yards allowed per rush. So it's a great challenge.
All right, Jeff Lagerman, enjoy the game.
Thank you, Brian.
So much. We'll bring in now Jaguars.com senior writer John Osher as we get closer and closer to kickoff here on Jaguars.com. I'll say it because I have to.
I'm looking good.
Yeah, nice shades. Yeah, beautiful day for football.
I think that's where you were going.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable, and this is why.
You go Hollywood, I'll go Hollywood.
The NFL is a great, this is why the NFL is a great thing. Home game for the Jets. You know, this atmosphere is why it's great.
You know, we talked all week about the opportunity that's there in the division. And even if the Jaguars don't win today, the opportunity is still there.
Well, it's funny. As I was thinking about, what I'm writing for tomorrow, win or lose, if the Jaguars win today, they have an opportunity to go get on a roll and win the division. Guess what? If they lose today, they have an opportunity to get on a roll and win the division.
Yeah.
So, that's kind of where they're at with the AFC South. But you don't want to depend on that, obviously. I think an interesting thing about this is with the bye week, with the Jets being 4-3, it's sort of been easy, I think, before the week started to not really think too much about the Jets. This might be the toughest game of the year.
I think it is.
Left for the Jaguars. And so if you win this, boy, all of a sudden it really lays out for them because they've got a lot of games that you would think they're not going to get blown out in. They're not, they're going to be in it at the end of the game. And the other people in this division, the other teams in this division, have tough games left. At the same time, all the teams in the division are struggling so much, who knows what tough games are for these teams.
All right, so stopping the run is obviously a big key when they've got a back like that. How do you attack this particular quarterback? If you're a team that doesn't rush the passer, do you spend a lot of energy trying to get after Fitzpatrick?
Here's what's interesting about the first thing you said. Yes, Ivory's a good player, and the Jets believe they're a good running team. The Jaguars are supposed to be able to stop a good running offense. Because that's what they've done so far. They have a very good average per carry run defense. And that's what Gus believes matters on defense. So this defense believes that's what they do. So I think that's really the matchup. If you can get Chris Ivory stopped, everything else sets up. It doesn't take care of itself, but it sets up. I think at some point you've got to blitz Fitzpatrick. It hasn't worked a whole lot against him, and he's good against it. I don't think you're going to get to him 7 or 8 times. What you need to do is get to him 2 or 3 times and get the ball out when you get to him. I think that's the key. Can they make the pressure they do get matter?
Offensively, I thought the line of the week was uttered by Blake on Wednesday when he said, I better be accurate.
Yep.
Talking about facing Darrell Revis.
Well, if you're going to throw at him, you better be accurate. And I do think you need to throw at him. You can't take the approach of just because he's on Allen Robinson, assuming that's what it is. You can't assume that you can't throw to the ball to the defender that Revis is covering. If you do that, you have to be accurate. That hasn't been Blake's forte. He's been more, I'm going to make the big play when it's there, and he's been inaccurate. He's under 60%. When you throw Revis's way, you have to do it. I don't know that we can assume that Revis is always going to be on Allen Robinson. Wouldn't surprise me to see him take Julius Thomas, to see him take Allen Hurns, just to throw it up a little bit at a young quarterback. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out today.
You know, a thought on special teams. We learned that Toby Gerhardt's inactive today,
right.
And in talking to some people, sounds like that's about his special teams as much as anything else.
Yep.
That he had been a liability on punt coverage, which has been a liability the last couple of weeks.
Well, when you get down to the point where you're struggling on punt coverage and the short yardage offense didn't work particularly well with him in the game, then you're looking at numbers and saying, okay, who are we going to have up? Toby Gerhardt is the guy we've done. Is it a message to Toby that you got to get your rear in gear on special teams? Maybe. But I think if that short yardage scheme had worked better in Buffalo, I think he'd still be up despite the special teams' struggles.
Anything else in that notebook you want to unload on the folks?
Well, again, I just think this game, I wouldn't call it a must win. Because with this division, I don't know what that means anymore.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
It is a game that if you win, you set yourself up. I think this
season
is fascinating. Right. This season's fascinating to me. because it's really essentially a fourth year for Gus Bradley. Because the first eight games right now, you can throw them out. If they're the ascending team they think they are, if they're really improving, then you've got a chance right now to start over. And if you win some games, if you do what you think you're capable of, then amazingly enough, the first eight games of the season don't matter. So second chance starts today.
All right, so are you going to do what you're capable of today in the press box?
Unfortunately, yes. That's probably exactly what I'll do.
The senior writer, you can follow him on Twitter all day long. For John Osher and Jeff Loggeman, stay with us, folks, for the best Jaguars-Jets coverage you'll find anywhere, right here on Jaguars.com. Have a great afternoon and enjoy the game.